Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hold the line, please. George?
Yes?
Just a moment.
Yes?
George Radio 9-1.
Yeah?
Mr. President?
Yeah?
I've had a long conference with Lee White, and if it's okay with you, I'm all ready to go in Appalachia.
Well, we don't know whether Ohio's going into it or not, and we thought we'd try to talk to him and do it at your 5 o'clock briefing. Because we're not ready to send it up yet. I asked Bill Moyer to talk to you about it.
Well, my understanding was that you were going to go ahead with this letter and then possibly send it up as something different.
No, we're going to try to put Ohio in, but we're not positive.
I see.
So if we could, didn't Bill Moyer talk to you? God damn it, why doesn't Bill talk to him? Go get him to come in here. I told him to talk to you.
Oh, well, I think...
An hour ago.
Lee came in and went over the whole thing with me. I understood.
Well, Lee hadn't talked to anybody, though. It's just like having A.W. Morrison come in and go over it with you. Bill's one that was handling it with the governor and talked to the governor, and I told him to tell you that we were trying to talk to Rhodes, and we'll get him at 2:30, and we'll include Ohio in this message. And then we can send it up after we talk to the governor, but it won't be available for your briefing. I said George wants to brief it at 12 o'clock. But I doubt it will be. Did you find out about your goddamn dogs?
No, I've been working on this thing,
sir.
Oh,
well.
I've been working on this and there's supplemental appropriations that Kermit Eby had. Kermit Gordon had.
What is that?
He has some papers which I think make a pretty good story. You're requesting for supplemental appropriations up to $30 million. At the same time, you're proposing decreases of $45,400. Of which which the total amount of the decreases would be made
up. Studied before you learn about it.
I don't understand about it, so I just didn't have the figures handy. But this is we're able to do this because of the British Commonwealth governments are repaying us for goods and services that they furnished during the Korean War. That we furnished to them during the Korean War.
Well, now, what is our supplementals in the budget?
Yes, sir, it doesn't affect the
Wait totals. A minute, Bill, why didn't you talk to George about Ohio and putting off that briefing? I told you he's going to try to brief him and said he hadn't heard anything about it. Well, but Lee White, he and Lee's all got to work out to brief it now. Going to announce it now before we talk to the governor a while. He said that Lee White's supposed to tell you that. He said he told you, Lee White, to hold it up this afternoon. He has an agent. Everybody's got an assistant around there. Lee White is acting as Bill Moyer's assistant, but I have to take both of them's goddamn job.
You got it with your direct answer.
All right, it's a good thing. I'd wait till had him there.
I'd like to go to this appropriations thing, then. Have you had a chance to look at it at all?
No, nobody's mentioned it to me. I haven't heard of it. I don't know. I don't like to advertise. We're asking for supplementals. I'd rather keep it quiet, even if we're reducing it. I wouldn't mind. I don't know whether it's in the budget or not. Is it in my budget?
It's in the 64. It's in the Kennedy budget in the 64. And what you are proposing in this?
Supplementals were.
Yes, sir. These are supplementals for the 64 budget.
Yeah.
It amounts to $30 million to the Veterans Administration.
Yeah.
It amounts to $12 million for agriculture to make up recent flood damage in a number of states. It amounts to an additional $311,356 for the District of Columbia, which comes out of District of Columbia tax money. And it amounts to...
I've got Chamber of Commerce here, you see, George. I don't get the point. I'm talking to them about how frugal I am, what a low budget I've got. I kind of hate to advertise that I'm asking for supplementals. I don't see the point of it.
Well, I think there are two points to be made. First of all, you are still reducing by $15 million.
That's
but second,
right.
And even more important, is that, my God, we've gotten some money back from these foreign governments. That's
Well, can't you do that without mentioning supplementals? Why don't you say the British have paid us back for this? And why don't you say that What your other thing is, without saying that you're asking for any extra money over and above what you original. I don't make myself clear, obviously, but what I'm trying to point out is that I want to stay right with what my budget requested and not additional requests. They point out that I'm going to make a bunch of additional requests as soon as I get this thing behind me. They say I just want to got a phony budget. I just want to make an impression, and I'm going to ask for a lot of additional stuff. And then I'll be asking for accelerated public works. And I'll be asking for these other things a little later, as soon as I get the spotlight away from it. Do you follow me?
I follow you, sir.
I'd
like to add one additional thought, if I could, though, sir. This puts you in the basis of when you do have to ask for extra, would you always find other ways to make up for it?
Well,
so that it doesn't cost the taxpayers any extra money, and that's the beauty of this, I think.
Well, I don't agree with it. I don't think that that's a very legitimate point, because if we ask for $500 million for accelerated public works, where are we going to get the money to pay for it? I don't know where we're going to get it. Not going to be.
No, I know.
I don't think it proves that at all, and I just think it proves you're asking for supplemental, which I'd try to keep as quiet as I could without shouting it. I don't think it's a good news item. I don't think you ought to say that Lady Bird couldn't sleep last night and had to have two sleeping pills. I think it's a hell of a poor thing to announce.
Okay, sir.
That's my judgment on all supplementals, unless you've got something that's urgent, like an earthquake or something. That would be my thing. I think that they want to prove that. I think Charlie Halleck will give a release on what you said. Here, you see, he didn't cover it all in his original budget. He's got to come up here and ask for these supplementals.
Well, this isn't your budget, sir. This is the Kennedy budget.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't argue with you. I'm just worn out. If you love it that much, you and I have got a conflict of personalities or judgments. I don't know which.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just trying to give you my views, which if they're no good, we turn down. That's easy.
Well, I've given you mine as clear as I know how. Now, what do we do about it?
Well, we just don't announce it.
Okay. Now, what else you want to do?
Well, that was all. I was going to use one or the other.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you can use both of them, but I've given you my problem on both of them.
I understand, sir.
I want you to have them, and I'm sorry you're down to those two things, and if people weren't so goddamn lazy, they'd go around here at these bureaus and departments and get you something, but we just can't do it. And I can't do it every day, and I can't be worrying about it. And I don't know why they don't give you something to hold off these mean sons of bitches with, but...
That's no problem. I just don't have any news. I don't have it, sir. The only reason the poverty thing is apropos at all is because they're all waiting for it and expecting it, but if it's not ready, it's not ready.
Well, Rhodes is making a speech somewhere, and he won't be through till 2:30, and I'm trying to reach him, and...
That's perfectly okay, sir. We just don't do it, that's all.
Can we tell them that we... why are they expecting it? Because we told them yesterday it would go up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do we have to stop the road going to the house?
Well, come on here and tell him what to say then.
George?
Yes, Bill.
We suggest this. The President will send the Appalachian message up to Congress this afternoon. I will make copies of it available during the afternoon and will answer any questions about it tonight.
The President will send copies.
Now, the President will send the message this afternoon. I'll have copies later in the afternoon. I'll answer any questions at 5 o'clock.
Okay, sir.
The President will send it today, this afternoon. I'll have copies of it for you this afternoon. I'll answer questions this afternoon, 5 o'clock.
Oh, do you think that I might go so far as tell them about the Scranton thing?
What about Scranton?
But the governors have been contacted. that there's a strong sentiment for the $10 million item requested, and
I'd
that it will be included in the bill.
That's right.
And that if they ask me whether it's unanimous, I will say, well, the governors were contacted and agreed. Governor Wallace cannot be contacted directly. His staff but contacts that he did not feel he could take a position for it just at this time.
Excellent.
Now, one other thing, Bill, does this, if Ohio comes in, does that affect the totals?
Not this year.
Not this year.
Not this year?
No. No, what it does do is likely take away from some of the money already there for other projects. It disperses it among 8 states instead of 7.
Well, good. Well, there's no reason then why I can't give them the totals, too, because we're just adding $10 million to the $218 million we've already announced, plus the $34 million that's already in the short in the poverty measures.
That's right.
And all of which is completely accounted for.
Oh, we've got to tell, Bill, you've got to tell Kermit Gordon that you're going that extra 10, and I'm going to go with Scranton on it.
Right.
And we've got to make it not look so much like Scranton victory, just say it. I wanted to put it in after I saw what I did in Pennsylvania.
Right. That's what I want to say, sir, that based upon what you saw in Pennsylvania and from some of your past experiences in the coal
and
fields
Kentucky.
And Kentucky, that you felt that something should be done about this, and you had all the governors contacted, and that these 8 were...
Told them that I'd like for them to go along with me.
Right. Okay, sir.
Go on with your supplemental if you want to.
I'd rather wait till you look at it again, sir.